Well, Shell, for all of these 90-some years, while it's had two parent companies with two official head offices, has essentially operated as a single company. So as strategic decisions are made around portfolio or capital investment, the operating management of Shell has really operated as one company for all of these years. The board structures reflected the original agreements between the parties going back there. And now we get to the point of how do we want to proceed into the 21st century? If we can simplify this structure, why not?